From KUOW 94.9 Seattle, I'm Jeremy Richards. A professional digital camera can cost you over $5,000. A plastic toy camera called a Holga will run you about $25. At that price, you may not expect the Holga to do much, but local photographer Michelle Bates owes her career to this mass-market Chinese gadget. She writes about the Holga and shares some of her photos in her book, Plastic Cameras, Toying with Creativity. Michelle, when did you first discover the Holga?
Well, after I finished college, where I studied nothing to do with photography, I studied science, I went to the Maine Photographic Workshops. There they use the Holga as a teaching tool. It's a very, very simple camera, and when you're overwhelmed by all the technical aspects of photography that you're learning, sometimes it can be really fun to just take out a very simple camera and just go out and compose and shoot.
You brought a Holga with you today. Mm-hmm. What exactly is it?
Well, the Holga is a very, very simple camera. Now, the definition of a camera is very simple. It's just a box that keeps out light and has some light-sensitive material in it. It doesn't even need a lens. Like pinhole photography, you don't even have a lens. This is a camera that is a plastic, all plastic box with a very simple spring shutter and a very, very simple plastic lens. It's reusable. It's not like a disposable one, but it's more like a carnival prize, and it takes medium format film, which is the kind of thing that you would use in a Hasselblad or professional camera, but works in this camera too, and any type of that film that you want to put in, black and white or color or anything like that.
And it's just a light $25 kind of, yeah, it is pretty lightweight. It feels like something that you could just kind of toss around. And
They're fun to toss around, swing them around your head, or they float.
And this is the little shutter right here.
Yeah. Yep, that's the sound of the little itty-bitty spring going around. And there's no adjustments on it. There's just the one shutter speed that the spring does. There's no aperture adjustments. It's pretty simple.
Compared to my digital camera and its 5 billion settings, this is refreshingly simple.
Right, and you can buy about 100 Holgas for the price of a fancy digital SLR.
Yeah. Why were you drawn to this particular camera?
I think it was one of just good results. I wasn't really interested in black and white photography, but the class I was in was focused on that, and I wasn't very good at all the kinds of things I was doing, and I went out with a Holga and just made an image that worked really, really well and that I loved and was weird and interesting and different, and I came up with a unique way of framing it.
What was that first image?
It was of a roller coaster at a little state fair in Maine, the Union or Skowhegan State Fair, and the Holga's format is square, but it's not quite square, so when I went to make a print of this image, it didn't fit in the normal format of the negative carrier, and I made one out of cardboard that followed the edge of the negative, and it made this very unique look to the image, and I got really good feedback from it. People liked it, and I really liked it, so I kept shooting with it that way. And the thrilling part, actually, is that was in 1991, and I am teaching my first workshop there in 2 weeks.
All right. It's come full circle for you.
Yeah, and I'm teaching a workshop about this for a whole week, and so I get to indulge people in this kind of creativity. I feel like I was really lucky that I stumbled on all of that.
What's one of your other favorite photographs there?
One of my other favorite photographs that I talk about a lot in workshops and when I give talks is called Holy Cow, and it's a because it's a very Holga image. The image is of a cow that I took from a car while I was on a road trip. I love road trips. And the image is full of flare. I shot right into the sun behind the cow, and there's all this flare shooting down across the image and this halo that goes right around the cow, so I had to call it Holy Cow. And it's the kind of thing where if you're fancy digital camera did that, you would return it because it would be broken. It's not supposed to do that. It's the kind of thing that lenses are multi-coded to avoid. But since this lens is so simple, it can do these weird things. And if you embrace the things that it does differently from regular cameras, then you can really get into the fun of it.
What's your favorite photograph that you've taken here in Seattle?
Well, in Seattle, I've been shooting for many, many years, almost 15 years, the Fremont Summer Solstice Parade, which is coming up in a week and a half. And I shoot the Holga in the parade, and I use color film in that. And back in 1996, we had a really beautiful parade where they had a Alice in Wonderland theme. And so I have a great image of the Queen of Hearts in that big, huge red dress and mask that was done by David T. And with somebody dressed as the card and all these other characters around in the crowds. And it really shows the color and vibrancy and energy of the parade, which I love.
How does that whole attitude and atmosphere of the Fremont Solstice Parade tie in with the philosophy of the Holga?
Well, it's all about making art accessible, and that's really something that is a thread through everything I do in my life. So the Holga is a $25 camera. It's totally accessible. It's very, very simple to use. And so it makes medium format photography and film photography accessible to people and fun, which I love. And the Arts Council and a lot of other celebration arts groups make art accessible to people. People seem to have this attitude that either I'm an artist or I'm not an artist. And if you're not good at it, or if you're not a professional artist, then you just can't do anything creative. And that's tragic, because everyone has creativity in them, and it's fun, and it's not about being good at it. So for the parade, anyone can walk down there, and it's all set up right now in Fremont, and just make stuff and be part of it. And I've seen people's creativity blossom in that kind of atmosphere, and I just think that's such an important part of life that should be fostered.
It sounds like this tool, this particular camera, has really been a gateway to your artistic vision and your career, but you weren't always an artist. You started out as a scientist.
Right.
So when did you realize that you had this creative spark?
Well, when I was a kid in elementary school, when they actually teach you art, I had a great time with all of this. And all through junior high and high school and college, there was very little artistic opportunity in school. And even up until when I graduated from college, I was like, I'm not a creative person, I'm a scientist. Not quite getting that science is a very creative field too, but not the way they teach you in college. And so I had a little bit of an interest in photography, and that's what I wanted as a graduation present, was to go to this workshops and study. And when I got there and made this discovery and started doing the work, it was such a revelation. It was great.
Well, Michelle, it sounds like there are a lot of people who have their professional lives and their secret creative lives. If only I had the time, if only I had the talent, if only I had the opportunity. But maybe it's just as simple as finding something simple and unintimidating.
Right.
And allowing yourself to do it.
Well, and that's the thing. You know, I get intimidated by my digital cameras, and I'm pretty savvy with them, and they're overwhelming. You know, like, am I doing it right? Do I have all the settings right? And it is intimidating. And I see people, when they say they're learning photography, all they are doing is learning how to use the cameras. And it is to the great detriment of people actually learning about seeing and composing and the art of photography. And if you have a simple tool, you can focus more on that. And I think that that's what people should be doing more of.
Well, thank you so much, Michelle, for coming in and sharing your Holga with us.
Thank you, Jeremy. Your stories.
Michelle Bates is a professional photographer. She also teaches classes on the Holga camera. Her book is called Plastic Cameras, Toying with Creativity. For more information, visit our homepage at kuow.org and search for camera. I'm Jeremy Richards. Our interim producer is Sarah Waller. Thursday, June 12, 2008, KUOW 94.9 Seattle.